Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to Joe Cocker. All right, B. I have to be at the Matha at 6:30. Time you think I need to leave. I'm currently in Ashburn, for those listening.
6:30?
5?
You gotta leave by 5. Well, the traffic is low today. People were rolling yesterday.
I think we're lucky in that. I think I'm lucky that it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I thought of, though? Commanders, Broncos, 8 o'clock start Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Sunday is the worst traffic day of the year up and down the East Coast.
People be coming back?
So,
some people going to wait till Monday.
Sunday is known as, like, the day. So, if you're going to that Commanders game, just prepare for the Beltway.
I'm going to leave early.
I recommend it. I mean, you and I got to get there early anyway.
Yeah.
Game's on our air, so I got to be there very early. Depending how early I get there, I might try to do a lap. With the night games, I try to do a lap through the parking lots and hang out at tailgates and say what's up to people. We'll see if I accomplish that. I did want to bring something to your attention, though, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
All I do is point out the facts that there are so many better options for the Thanksgiving meal to be centered around, and because of what the pilgrims ate 300 years ago, we're all stuck with turkey. I have factual data to present that people aren't feeling turkey.
What's the data?
Turkey consumption in America has dropped 25% since its peak in 1996.
Yeah, that's because it's expensive as hell today compared to what it was.
Turkeys are now bigger than they ever were, so you get more dollar per poundage than you ever did. So you're getting more value out of bigger turkeys than you ever got before. People are still buying less of it.
That's not true.
It's a fact.
It's just... They cost way more money.
Doug, that's also not true. I'm reading from
Sherwood. Just go in the store. You see it's true.
I'm reading from Sherwood News.
This I don't is a care real... about Sherwood News. I walk in Giant right now. I tell you the turkey is more expensive than it was last year.
Turkey season is back, and so is the price war for another inflation-squeezed Thanksgiving. Last month, Walmart rolled out its cheapest turkey deal since 2019, offering a complete 10-person holiday meal for under $40. Aldi announced a similar $40 package, while Kroger joined in with a meal bundle priced at under $4.75 per person.
Yeah, it ain't that at Giant.
I'm just telling you.
It ain't that at Wegmans. It ain't that at damn Whole Foods.
How much is a turkey?
They're expensive as hell these days. Especially when you see, that's the frozen turkeys, too. You don't know when they froze them damn turkeys. I like fresh turkeys.
The average turkey now weighs about 32 pounds, nearly double its size.
JP, there's not a 32-pound turkey in the damn grocery store. So whoever you're reading is giving you a bunch of BS. I have never seen a 32-damn-pound turkey.
Consumption of turkey has dropped 25%, while chicken, pork, and beef have come to dominate Americans' protein choices.
You just said a 32-pound turkey. That's not bad. I want somebody to call in and tell me right now that you saw a 32-pound turkey in the store somewhere.
Turkey consumption is at its 30-year low last year.
Last year they had a crazy little thing happen last year right before Thanksgiving.
The Pilgrims should have served prime rib.
Well, I tell you like this, bro. I like turkey.
You like everything.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
No, these are facts.
But they ain't no facts. They lied to you. Where the 32-pound turkey at? You can ride that damn turkey. I mean, that's not a turkey. That's an ostrich.
All right, I'm looking up turkey prices near me. You can get
fresh
Butterball.
Yeah, I want it fresh.
You get a Butterball premium turkey from Target for $19 right now.
Fresh?
What constitutes fresh? They're all dead.
No, fresh. The turkey is not frozen hard as a damn brick outside.
So you want me to Google fresh turkey prices?
Yeah. I want no damn hard-ass turkey.
Fresh whole turkey prices near us are around $269 to $329 per pound.
Yeah.
At stores like Wegmans and the Fresh
Market. At one point, you can get them things by $199, $169 a pound.
Well, dog, I don't know where – I don't think we really have Kroger or Publix around us. But according to Google, you can get a fresh turkey for
– Your Google working down in damn North Carolina.
$1.69 at Kroger.
Mm-hmm. $169 in Kroger. Down somewhere down south. What is roll that close to the city, they're on double.
Dude, Walmart has Shady Brook Farm turkeys for 39 cents a pound.
Yeah, frozen.
I guess those are frozen. If you want fresh, which the notion of something that's fresh that is dead seems kind of silly.
No, fresh just means it's not frozen, fool.
Now, are you buying fancy-ass turkey or are you buying organic? Because that's $5.79 a pound.
I have bought those before, but I don't like to buy them.
How big is a turkey? 10 pounds?
Nah, I normally get them anywhere, for the most part, 14 to 16, but I'll get up to a 20, 22-pounder.
If you're buying
but
a 20-pound turkey.
I've never seen a 32-damn-pound turkey. So that thing that told you facts, lying to you.
Bob's Turkey Farm sells fresh whole turkeys for 30 to 32 pounds at $5.15 a pound. Facts.
How much? $5 and how much a pound?
Five.
So that turkey's 100 and some damn dollars.
But that's like an organic. You're going to Bob's Turkey Farm.
Yeah, and you know what? An organic turkey not getting up to 30-something pounds. The organic turkeys look rather skinny. They look like a damn duck.
All I'm saying is whoever Pilgrims should have made prime.
Whoever that thing you pulled lied to you, a 32-pound turkey.
I'm looking at Walmart right now. You get an $18 turkey.
Yeah.
How long does it take to thaw a turkey?
Depending on how you're thawing it.
Did Jeff bring a frozen turkey to your house once?
Nah, it wasn't frozen.
It was just huge.
Well, it probably bought it frozen, but by the time it got to my house, it wasn't frozen anymore.
Nobody go anywhere. Brandon Stokely will join us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.